Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is another day. I use this opportunity to greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, we want to look at seeing eye to eye. I'll take my reading from Isaiah chapter 52, verse 8. He said, "Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring Zion." Lord, may you add your blessing to this word. We don't have even mouth to speak about this holy word. Grant us the grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Brother, sister, this command, this prophecy of the scripture is a fact and a truth that yes, the watchman of God shall lift a voice, and with the voice together they shall sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring Zion. It's true that this prophecy actually concerning the household of God. And when I speak about the house of God here, concerning the bride, which is the wife of our Lord Jesus Christ, the watchmen are going to see eye to eye in the word of God. They are going to speak one thing. They are going to pattern to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they will speak one thing. All because where they tap their anointing, where they had the anointing, is by the power of God. They don't speak by their spirit. They spoke by the power of God. And because God is one, God will speak one thing. And that's why the Bible says that, for we have only one faith, one Lord, one baptism. So you see that the faith on which the elect or the church will stand will be one faith. There was only one seed that was actually planted in the beginning on the day of Pentecost. And that same seed, that same faith will be what will keep the bride. Hallelujah. So the fire that was experienced on the day of Pentecost, that fire is still prevailing upon the church of God. Amen. And when we saw how this fire was actually displayed in the camp of the apostles, you see that they all went in that unity of spirit and faith. Now, the devil in this day that we have reached, the enemy is capitalizing on this scripture and forming an unholy alliance. Hallelujah. Many people have been deceived into associations which has brought them even to their grave. Many marriages are breaking because of bad associations. Many businesses have collapsed because of bad associations. So as an elect, you can never be naive about what to go into and what to do with your association. Because the Bible already cautioned us that be not yoked together with unbelievers, because the Bible have already hinted that for what communion has Christ with Belial, what communion has the temple of God have doing with demons, devils. Hallelujah. And we saw even in the light of Samson that one thing that brought Samson down was his association. Samson went in with an unbeliever who was a Philistine, and that brought him down. So as a believer, you can't be naive, or you can't take your association for granted. You have to know that God's word should be the supermost thing in every action, in every association that you go into. God's word must be supermost. The moment you leave that eye of the word, the enemy will ensnare you. Hallelujah. So we have to hold on to the word. Amen and amen. When we read Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, the Bible says that, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. So this was a stern warning Paul gave to the church. Hallelujah. That even if an angel from heaven preach any other thing than that which they have preached, let that person be accursed. Because there were so many people. When we study in the scriptures, the Bible says that there was an old prophet who came to bring a man of God down. Hallelujah. God had given a command to this man of God that where you are going, eat no bread and drink no water, even if anyone comes to you with any of this. So God was certain. This man of God, when he met the king, if you read 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 8, the Bible says that, and the man of God said unto the king, if thou will give me half thy house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of God, by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou came. So the man of God, in his first move, obeyed, but he was not consistent. So one thing that the Lord required from us is for us to be consistent. How consistent are we in our life? How consistent are we with the word of God, in obeying the word of God? We may try at first, and yet God want that to be consistent. So later, the Bible says that this man of God met an old prophet who came to him, that an angel spoke to him and told him that this is what he should do to this man of God, that if he comes, he should give him bread and water. Brother, sister, this is a caution to you and I, that in every interruption, God's word should be the supermost thing that we need to hold on to. When we study in the message, you will see that even as some message believers are ready to even take the prophet's words other than the Bible. And there are a lot of people today who even still, on hearing the scripture speak, they still want to hear what the prophet is saying about that. Hallelujah. So God really wants us to see in the eyes of the word. Yes, there is a voice in this age. And the voice, as we speak, Revelation 10 verse 7, yes, there was a voice. Hallelujah. But there is also the voice. Who is the voice of the shepherd? And that voice is the voice of Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God in standing times spoke through the prophet, but in this last day he spoke through the Son. The Son is Jesus Christ. The Son is Christ. And Christ is the scriptures. So the voice of the scripture should be the ultimate to a believer. Everything read in the message book must line with the scriptures in its consistency. Hallelujah. And that's when we say that we are taking the word as the ultimate. There is one thing that the enemy is doing today. The enemy is using words of men, opinions of men, to gather people. And we know that in this crucial time, there is a union being formed, the World Council of Churches, you see that the enemy is gathering his stars. And in this hour too, God is also unifying the bride to himself. God is unifying the bride, not to any man, not to any organization, but to himself, who is the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So Paul said that even if an angel preach any other thing than that which they have preached, let that man be accursed. So when you follow the example of the man of God in the First Kings chapter 13, the Bible says that when this man hid to the old prophet, irrespective of what the word of God says, he died out there. So brother, sister, this should be a question to us, that our life is only one, and that life is in Christ, and Christ is only one. So the message that we have received can only point to that one life, and that life is Christ. Hallelujah. So the moment we leave off that light from our eyes, then meaning we are beholding something as other than the word. Hallelujah. And there you see that the church dies off. Amen and amen. So our eyes must always be on the eye of the word of God. And that is where our life is. As how you can't take a leaf from its branch, so likewise you can't take an elect away from the source of life, and that is Christ. Hallelujah. It's true that a lot is actually happening today, especially when we look at in the message whereby many want us to believe that every scripture that you have to see in the word should sound as being the prophet. And many have been enslaved that in a way that till you accept the servant who is the prophet and not Christ, then meaning you are not part of the sheepfold. So you see that even in every quote of the scripture, the prophet was seen and not Christ. But the Bible let us know that there is only one Christ. And you can't put the servant. The Bible says that he who that is sent is not greater than his master. And when we study the scriptures, the Bible says that he who that is sent of God speaks the words of God. When we study in the scriptures, you see that, yes, in the one time, Micaiah was asked to come and prophesy about Ahab going to a war. Now, when Micaiah came, though Elijah has already prophesied about Ahab, though Micaiah actually wasn't there when that prophecy was given, Micaiah said something that he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 18, verse 13. He said, as the Lord lives, even what my God said, that will I speak. Even as what my God said, that will I speak. So Micaiah didn't go and speak any man's words, but he spoke the word of God. And because they are all prophets of God, they were men of God, they spoke one thing. So what Elijah spoke about Ahab was the same thing that Micaiah spoke. And Micaiah spoke the word of God. He didn't go about speaking the words of man. But today, many may not understand. So the eye to eye that we are talking about is not seen in the eye of a man. It's not seen in the eye of a prophet, but seen in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God. So the moment we leave that lens, the enemy will come in and distract you from the vision of going to heaven. So when we study the Bible has already outlined how this unity will take place. Amen. And as a believer, I believe that we are not naive about this. When you read Psalm 133 verse 1, you say, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity." Oh, how sweet is that? Amen. How good and pleasant. So God wants us to see us unified. God wants us to see us one, because He has already commanded it, that even as He and the Father are one, so must we be. Hallelujah. And this oneness is being prompted by the Holy Ghost. Many people have used unity as a gauge board and have led a lot of people as astray. Why? The Bible let us know that the unity that God wants us to see is not at the expense of His truth. He wants us to see that unity based on the Word of God. And any unity that is formed at the expense of the Word of God is an unholy alliance and will not stand. It will not stand because it is against the Word of God. Hallelujah. So when you read the second verse, it says, "It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment." Hallelujah. So you see that the Bible says that true, there will be a unity. And this unity will run down from the head. Aaron was a high priest. When we study the scriptures, Aaron was a high priest, and typologically he stands for Christ, because Jesus Christ is our high priest. The Bible says that we have the high priest and the apostle of our confession, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, and He is the head of the body. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ is the Word. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that this unity will run down from the head to the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the sky. So the unity starts from the head, and that is the Word of God. Amen. And the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So for every unity to really work, must be based on the Word of God. And when it's based upon God's Word, God commands His blessing upon it, and God Himself makes it flourish. Because in this juncture that we have reached, the bride is even more than just a bride, but a wife of Jesus Christ. And when you are a wife of somebody, here God Himself reveals His intimacy unto you. Here God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, tells us, and we know through His Word about His intimacy. And this is where the bride in this juncture must have a very close relationship with the Word. Hallelujah. And the Bible let us know that for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore upon them. So it is about the Word of God. See, in the eye of the Word of God, many have been enslaved into unholy alliance, and some are now in jail. Some have been enslaved into unholy alliance, and some have been trapped But in the name of Jesus Christ, as we have come out with this word, I pray that, Lord, may God deliver somebody. May God also strengthen somebody. There is only one thing that is needful. It's for you to be one with God. It's for you to be one with His word. When you are one with God, you are more than a conqueror, and you are more than just being one, because God's word is the ultimate. So may it be so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.